We caught up with Dr. Dwight Armstrong, the CEO of the FFA. Dr. Armstrong, what an amazing convention this was.
Oh, again, you know, every year you think, how can it get any better? But when you get 65,137 attendees, things get exciting. And of course, when you select the next six national officers to start this whole process over again, it's just very exciting. But, you know, I have to say, Janet, hats off to the National FFA Foundation organization and alumni for the hard work that the staff put on behind the scenes. We had another record year in fundraising by the individual giving and the sponsors board and the foundation. And we've had another record year of membership, just under 630,000 members and 7,757 chapters. So things are going quite nicely.
Things are on fire. And then we head to Indianapolis next year. So recapping as far as the convention goes, of course, as you mentioned, the national officer candidates were selected, announced at the last event. As far as the national officers go, give us a little peek inside what they're going to go through here in the next few weeks.
Well, they're just going to get a little bit of an orientation. They'll be at the center to visit just a little bit and meet. It's always great. We gather. If you've been at the center, we have the rotunda, and all the staff gather. And when they come in, we applaud them and welcome to the FFA family because they become a part of our staff, you know, in addition to serving the members, they also become a part of our staff for that year. So that will happen. And then they get to go back home. Finish up their, you know, all those professors they talk to and if I get this national office, I will need to take a year off. So they'll be finishing up some classes and tidying up some things and then headed back to, I think, in late December to start the whole process. I have the opportunity to do exit interviews with the officers, and I think they say it's the greatest thing I wouldn't want to repeat, you know, and that's with you know, mixed emotions that they say that, but there's absolutely great experiences. And, you know, and as we look at what FFA does in changing lives, you know, as former members, we all can relate back to what happened at that local level. And I have to go back as we're all excited about FFA, but I have to go back and remind us that it takes place at that local level where those agriculture education teachers teaching that education and those skills that everyone likes. And FFA comes in on to kind of bring it full circle.
Absolutely. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to pass along to folks?
Well, I want to say thanks to the city of Louisville for, you know, this is 10 years that they've hosted the convention. They're the only city that's hosted it twice because they had it for a 7-year stint, then now for these past three. And we just want to say thanks to Louisville, the Louisville Host Committee, and the team, and the volunteers here in the city that have rolled out the red carpet for us again this year.